Piratprat, that's episode 2 in Hacker Public Radio. We've got the election fraud now in the Pirate Party.
Yeah, sadly someone cheated in the elections.
Yeah. And can you describe how the cheating was done?
Someone was able to register members somehow, I don't know exactly how that went about, and used about 40 members, I think, to vote for himself to the lists for the election.
Ah, so it was that many?
Yes, from what I've read, it was about 40 that they discovered that was had voted from the same IP address.
Oh. Yes. Mark Klamberg comments on it and thinks that it's not so good that the Pirate Party logs IP number, considering that we don't want IP numbers to be logged.
Yes, I was a bit puzzled by that myself. But I assume you have to agree to that somehow.
I didn't see that, but it's a bit strange because you can get around that anyway by using different IPs.
Yeah, it's not a very sure way to discover fraud, because legitimate users can have the same IP address.
Yes, and those who were for using IPs so that it was an effective way, and calling up people to ask if they had registered themselves would be too expensive with 50,000 members and not much money.
Well, it's sort of an expense you have to take.
Yeah.
If you want to protect against fraud, and reasonably you would like to protect against such fraud.
I've thought about it a bit, and you could save a lot by only calling those who voted, because you need to keep a register of who has voted anyway.
Yeah, that seems reasonable.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, politics is a trust business.
Yes.
So if you don't have the public trust, even though you have won, it's hard to legitimize.
Yeah. So,
but we can tell what happened to the person who did it. He has
he resigned from all positions in the party, and he helped in resolving the problem.
I think he even left the party.
He left the party too.
Yeah.
And was regretful.
Yeah.
Was very sorry.
Well, I hope so. I really understand how he thought this sort of thing could fly.
Yeah. Well, it's something that has happened in every party, I think.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
And it was discovered on Saturday, and on Monday it was published. So they didn't try to hide it anyway.
Yes. So. Yes, it was. I think it was handled very good.
Yeah, very well, except that this IP number logging.
That's another discussion.
Yeah.
That has to be made, I think.
Yeah. So, was that all for today?
Yes, I think so.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.